It is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson. What's on your mind, Mark?
What is on my mind? Well, you know, trying to make sure that we get a radio show done here is probably my biggest concern. We had a little dropout technical difficulties beforehand. It always makes for an exciting intro. But I'm also kind of concerned with new debate criteria. One of the things about these debates is that they can control who gets elected by controlling who gets the coverage.
I know what one of those criteria is. Thou shalt not be from a third party.
Well, that's certainly one. But we're at this point, third parties are relatively irrelevant. We're talking about, you know, the two main parties are they're doing their stumping. The third parties, I don't think that they've picked their candidates at this point. So
most of them have not.
Yeah, they can't really complain.
A couple of the parties have. So the Prohibition Party has.
Oh, good.
Some racist party, the... It's inappropriately named American Freedom Party. They're a bunch of fascists, but they call themselves the American Freedom Party. They've picked a candidate.
The one guy in that racist party has decided that he's going to run for president. Is that it?
No, there's actually a couple thousand people that are supporters of that party across the country.
Okay.
Sadly.
And... But what they try to do is they try to limit who gets in these debates. And sometimes I think it's for the best, and sometimes I think it's not for the best. And it's really, you know, the referee is the one who gets to decide who wins and loses. So, for instance, on the Democratic side, there's some candidates that I find to be relatively, uninteresting. Just not, you know, not particularly interesting.
Mark O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah, I just get the impression these guys aren't going anywhere and aren't doing anything. But on the Republican side, the guy I like, apparently his polling numbers have been going down, down, down. And, you know, here I am. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to come back this week. Things are going to be different. So what are the changes, Daryl? I mean, because the devil resides in the details.
Right. So for people that aren't aware, the first couple of Republican debates, there was the main stage and then what they called the kids table. The main stage for the very first debate had the top 10 candidates based on the polls. The second debate that I think was hosted by CNN, they had 11 candidates in the main debate. And all of the other candidates that were considered to be major candidates, there's 15 of them now. There were 17 at one point. The rest of those candidates were at what they called the kids table debate.
Yeah.
Well, now... The next debate that's coming up here in a few weeks, CNBC has said that they will only have candidates polling above 3% in the main debate, and the kids' table debate will have candidates that are above 1% and below 3%.
Okay.
And one thing that I find very interesting before I get into more about this particular debate is if the Commission for Presidential Debates criteria were used in the first Republican debates, Donald Trump would have been the only candidate on stage in the very first Republican debate because he was the only one polling above 15%.
So this is if the debates for when there are more than one party debating, if the criteria for those debates were applied to the debates for the single party, the primary debates.
Right.
Then basically only Donald Trump would have been the only one on stage because they make the criteria so difficult for the third party people. Is that what you're saying?
That's part of it. And one reason that it's so incredibly difficult in the general election for any third party, and I hate the term third party, so I'm going to use the term minor party.
Fine.
And the reason I hate the term third party.
For only people that are under 18.
No, so...
Did you see what I did there? I did a Daryl to Daryl.
There are several states where they have legal statuses of major party, minor party. So major party is a political party that has reached above a certain threshold
of votes.
It's
above the age of majority.
No. They are considered major because they've reached a certain threshold. They've elected people to the legislature. They've received over 5% for governor, et cetera,
et cetera. So that threshold isn't the age of 18 then?
No.
Okay.
And a minor party is a political party that is organized but has not yet reached the threshold for getting major party status. Major party status in most states winds up giving you a political primary and other things.
By the way, I actually use the term too. I don't use major or minor, and I generally don't use the word third party either. I say non-incumbent.
Okay, well,
it's a non-incumbent party.
What about other?
Just non-incumbent party. There are two incumbent parties, the Democrats and the Republican. It's a non-incumbent party.
Yeah, so the reason that I don't use the term third party is because it implies that there should only be two and anybody else is a third, even when they're, you know, like, there's five third party people. Like, it makes absolutely no sense. So I don't use, I think what it makes sense for is
people want a third choice.
Right.
Like, they do want that. And they might even want a fourth or fifth choice. I think that the average American can handle seeing five different choices for a particular...
And that's why I use the term non-incumbent, because then you can, you can have third, fourth, fifth, sixth choices, and they can all come from different non-incumbent parties.
But why are we talking about this, though, Daryl? I mean, this isn't the time of year to talk about, minority parties or whatever the terminology is you wish to use. This is about primary parties, isn't it?
I mean, partly, but it also points out the hypocrisy of the criteria that are set up. The Commission on Presidential Debates is supposedly nonpartisan. They're a 501c3 entity, which is a tax-exempt organization, and they're not supposed to engage in partisan politics.
Didn't they also forcibly take the elections from the League of Women Voters?
No.
Okay.
The League of Women Voters was hosting the debates up until the last one they hosted was 1984. In 1987, the CPD was formed, and the League of Women Voters was approached by the CPD of, we want to work with you. But it was made clear by the people that created the CPD, and the guy that created it is still in charge of it. It was made clear that we only want Republicans and Democrats in our debate.
Right.
And the League of Women Voters said, no, no, you're holding a sham. Like, people should know about alternatives to the Republicans and Democrats, and we cannot be part of this. And so they backed out. And people have tried doing debates outside of the CPD, but the Republicans and Democrats refuse to participate. So they will only participate in the CPD debates. And there's only been one set of debates that included somebody that was not a Republican or a Democrat on stage with the Republicans and the Democrats. And that was 1992 when Ross Perot was on stage. And this was before they instituted the 15% rule.
Okay.
Had they had the 15% rule in 1992, Ross Perot would not have been on the stage.
What I don't understand is, whatever happened with the lawsuit, didn't the CPD get
there
sued jointly by...
There have been several lawsuits.
Right. Weren't they sued by jointly by the Republican and Green Party when it was Michael Badnarik and David Cobb, I think?
There have been several suits, and to date, except for the most recent one that was filed on Tuesday, they've all been thrown out. Mostly on technicalities of, you don't have standing, or you filed this in the wrong district court. There was a lawsuit filed on Tuesday by the Libertarians and the Greens, and Gary Johnson was organizing this, and he swears, we've got all the ducks in a row this time. But that gets said every time there's a lawsuit.
Right. Well, all you can do is keep throwing something at the wall and seeing if it comes back. But I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like asking to be able to run in the race that you know that you can't win. I mean, isn't that kind of what's going on here with these minor parties?
No. So what makes it incredibly difficult for any candidate, whether it's an independent candidate, a minor party candidate, to poll at 15%, is they are not included in the polls that are used by the CPD to determine who gets in the debates.
Yeah. How
so
are they supposed
it would
to get...
be asking, who's your favorite Free Talk Live co-host, but you can only vote for Mark and Ian. Don't pay attention to the other five people that are on the show.